Wednesday night, or okay, we'll finish. We spent the week talking about dessert and different kinds of dessert. Tonight, very quickly, we'll say the whole tumult about cake and the different ways of dealing with it that we talked about for the last two nights. That's all if cake is taka coming for dessert, meaning it's not coming, you're not hungry anymore. But if it's brought out to satisfy your hunger, which sometimes might be the case, so then you certainly do not make a bracha on the cake, which is true about any of the things we mentioned. Even if you that's by cooked fruit, we saw also, you know, if it conceivably could be part of the meal in the sense that it's satiating you, it's there to satisfy your hunger, so then it's covered by the original hamotzi, and all of these questions don't come into play. Of course, by cake, you have another cheshbon, that if you're going to be eating enough cake that you would anyway make hamotzi on, because you're eating a kviya suda amount, so then again, the question doesn't come into play, because then it would be hamotzi, even if you ate it on its own, so certainly it would be covered by the first hamotzi. One last point is that all of this discussion that we've been having the last 2 days is all about pasabah bekisnin. But when you have something that's not pasabah bekisnin but is mazonos, either it's cooked or deep fried, whether it's noodles or even things like pancakes, things that are for sure mazonos, even if you kaveya su'uda on them, then certainly you make a mazonos when you have it for dessert. Again, assuming it's dessert, it's not coming to satiate you, to satisfy your hunger, it's coming as a dessert, a sweet kugel at the end of the meal. It could be like an ice cream. So you certainly make a mazonos, because there's no diyun of pasabah bekisnin. The whole diyun of the problem, maybe you're eating something that gufa the brachas hamotzi, and the ways of dealing with it is all pasabah bekisnin, but then you have things that are for sure mazonos, no matter what, and it's not pasabah bekisnin. People sometimes equate pasabah bekisnin with mazonos. There's plenty of mazonos that's not pasabah bekisnin. The problem with pasabah bekisnin is precisely because it's pas. It is bread. It has bread-like qualities. It's pasabah bekisnin. So that's the diyun. What is that? And kviya suda, not kviya suda. But if you have things that are not pas at all, there's no gea pas akum also. So the things that are not pas. So if it's not pas, so it's not pas. And you certainly make a mazonos. And if it's dessert, you certainly make a mazonos. And et cetera. Okay.